the blueberry chicks by the blueberry store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. The blueberry chicks, the blueberry buzz by the blueberry store. Treat Hartman here in the studio. Good morning, Treat.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hillary Fisher in the studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And Shelly Hartman in the studio. Woo-hoo! Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And first time on the radio show here, Brian DeBest here in the studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you also.
Yes. We've got some stuff we'll be talking about a little bit later. We talked a little bit about it last week with a big festival stuff coming up, and we're going to give some more. We'll tell you a little bit more what's going on with that a little bit later, but first we need to find out what the wonderful Treat has brought us here to eat this morning.
Well, guess what? It's not food.
Not food.
Not food.
Rob's like, oh, no, where's my dinner?
I did bring you food.
I put on a bib for nothing.
Yeah, so, but this is all blueberry again, as you guys know. And it's all the juices. There's four different flavors. It's blueberry cherry, blueberry lemonade, blueberry apple, and blueberry cranberry. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try the blueberry cherry first. And what I thought I would do instead of just, I gave you a little taster, a little shot, so mm-hmm. you guys can taste that and see what it...
So this is it, the concentrate straight up?
No, that is the juice.
This is the juice straight.
That has concentrate, is made with our concentrate.
Okay, all right.
So it's our blueberries, and they make the concentrate, then they make the juice. So you can get a concentrate, which is the pure, and then you could get a flavored juice.
Okay. Now that was certainly it. Tastes good.
Yeah, so there's a lot of antioxidants, a lot of things that
health
you
benefits.
Do need.
Health, yeah, absolutely.
Totally. For memory and whatever all else.
Gut health.
I think of memory because I don't have much.
Yeah.
I'm kind of concerned.
So you need to eat more blueberries.
Eat more blueberries.
Oh, I only live, surrounded by them, but I'm worried.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so the first drink that we have with the lime in it mm-hmm. is I call it cherry bubbly because
cherry
it
bubbly.
Does have a little sparkling water in it. Lime, the cherry juice, and sparkling water.
Okay. Hey, Treat, can you hand me one? I'm kind of in here. I can't move. I'm in a pod.
Now, one of the things, because it's early, these are all mocktails.
Yes, they're all mocktails.
These are all mocktails.
Okay.
These
Every
are
one
all
of them.
Like, one of the things as we were preparing for the show, we thought about, spring break for most or people are winding down. It's Saturday. What are people going to do? Maybe
right.
they could go to the blueberry store and get some of the juices and then make some of these fun mocktails mm-hmm. up with the kids for lunch or just a special. It's going to be beautiful. Maybe a picnic.
Right. Well, being mocktails, what alcohol would you put in if it was going to be a cocktail?
I would definitely add vodka.
Vodka?
To this one? Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
I think all of them
I'm
would
not
go
a gin drinker, but gin may be
I thought that
okay
too,
with that
yeah.
too.
So it would be good as an adult beverage or a mimosa type drink.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, I love it.
And then if you don't put the alcohol in, you can hand one to the kids and it's good for them too.
Yeah. And so also I noticed on here that you have some garnishment. It's beautiful. That's the nice thing about blueberries is that you can put them on a stick, the fresh blueberries, and use like some of the gummies and some of the other products that we have down at the store mm-hmm. and make a garnishment.
Now, the third one we're trying here, is this the one with the cranberries and blueberries? What else is in there? Is that a little apple or what is that?
It is pineapple.
Pineapple.
Frozen
okay.
pineapple, kind of for the ice cube.
That was close. I just missed
so
the pine.
So I call it a sangria.
Okay.
Because it has cranberry, blueberry, pineapple.
Oh, that's very tasty. Mm-hmm.
Again,
pina colada mix.
Yeah.
And sparkling water.
Okay.
Amazing.
Tequila and that one would be all right.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
What about Malibu?
Yeah, maybe.
Just a really straight white rum would probably go pretty good in that, too.
Okay, then the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't
Uh-oh.
Drink it yet. I got to put a honeycomb in it.
A honeycomb.
It's a blue honey, I call it. And it has mint, lime, honey, blueberry honey, of course.
Blueberry.
True
mm-hmm.
blueberry honey. and ginger beer.
Ginger beer.
And I'm going to add a little honeycomb piece.
Okay. Nice. Oh, I can't wait to see it. I wish
our audience could see how nice we've talked about these.
We've talked about that. But this whole series of mocktails/cocktails, we're going to become a little bit more formal with these and create the recipes and then, you know, maybe work with servers or restaurants and possibly offer them, if not all the time, at least during the festivals.
And I don't know if you guys ever grew up around honey hives.
My grandpa had some.
He always had honeycomb on the table. And so we'd sit there and chew and chew and chew because it's wax.
Yeah. Mm.
And it's like gum, but it's sweet. And then when it's done, you still got the remnants of the...
Right. I'm a little worried about how this works for radio. Sticky and chew.
Okay, so...
All right.
Okay, which one is it?
That's the one with...
Okay, good. Okay.
Is that a pineapple floater in here? Is that what that is?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, go for it.
Yum. That's tasty.
You're drinking the wrong one. You're drinking...
Well, that one was really
that's
good.
Okay.
That's okay. That's the one you put the honey in, isn't it?
Oh, shoot. See, I thought I did the wrong one. Okay. They all start looking the same.
That's okay.
Even though they're different, and I got so many to do. So anyway, the last one with the lime in it is the blue honey.
Oh.
Now, the one you guys were tasting is a sunrise, blue sunrise, I call it, where you have the three... It's supposed to be different colors, but when I poured it, it... kind of all went together and made it pinky.
Yeah. It looks good,
but anyway,
though.
And not even bad with the mint in it.
Oh, yeah,
because
we know how
the
you don't
blue
like
sunrise
your...
well, has...
I don't like mojitos. The only time I ever had a mojito,
like
I was like, ugh, but this is way better.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And I made them up myself. And I don't drink these things.
But you will with the juices.
Well, you can because there's not any alcohol in them. I tasted the juice,
and I...
Well, the juices are standalone. The juices standalone are fantastic. They are very good. We, as Treat kind of had mentioned, that we work with a co-packer that here in Michigan that make all of our juices for us. So this is a local product that...
And our concentrate.
Yeah, and our concentrate. Yeah. So these are all local products that they sell out. Fast. We have a lot of production on the juices.
We do. We sell out of the lemon just about every year.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're really popular. And, you know, we keep them in the cooler, too, so people can come in and buy them cold.
Right.
And just crack them open.
Take and go.
Yeah.
Could we sell those at Lake Harvesta as
Heck
slushies?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Oh, that would be so good.
Get them over here without melting.
Yeah, I love it.
You got to talk in front of that microphone when you talk. Otherwise, it sounds like you're in another room.
Oh, I was in another room. Here I am. That does sound great.
It does.
It does sound really refreshing. They'd go wonderful there.
It is. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. On Rob Bird's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
It's the
blueberry chicks by the blueberry store.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. The blueberry chicks, the blueberry buds by the blueberry store. And we're going to talk about something that's not necessarily blueberries for a minute. We wanted to talk about the event that is coming the way, this way this summer out at Lake Arvesta.
Oh,
and it's
going to
be, I do believe that's August 26th. And
yes,
it's going to be a 21 and over all class, South Haven class reunion.
It's going to be so much fun. Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's
going to
be my very first class reunion.
Yeah. And our, you know, and just to say the big events is what we're talking about is about four bands. And we're talking about as those bands change out to have an hour karaoke between while they do that. And it's going to be an all-day festival from probably about 1 o'clock to roughly about midnight.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah. And midnight, I would probably say, not to give up the big surprise, but probably at midnight there might be something like fireworks or something.
Awesome.
To cap off the day.
That sounds great.
Yeah. And a few weeks ago, I was, I think I was on the radio show, as a matter of fact, talking to you, Hillary. Shelly wasn't there that week, and I was talking about the idea for this.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian heard that radio show, and the next week saw me on Thursday night at the lodge and said, I heard you mention this, and if you are serious about it, I'd like to be a part. So
that's awesome.
So that's why he's here, and he's a part. This is going to be on the island at Lake Arvesta, and it's I can't think of a better place to do it.
Yeah.
And Brian, we've got an acre and a half island on a, in a 15-acre lake, and we're going to donate that and use that for the festival with a band shell, and fireworks will be lit off of the lake at midnight.
Yeah, and not only that, there are some other events we're working on. I don't think we should be saying what they are going to be, but we're working on some other things to do while you're there, so you don't have to sit there and watch music the whole time. There's going to be some other cool things to do.
But I think also, too, one thing that listeners should know, you don't have to wait till the 26th to go for the reunion. You could also go before that.
Sure.
And experience Lake Arvesta.
And
I know it's a great time.
Yeah.
Do you have any new and upcoming things?
We are working on our putt-putt golf course that will...
It's like five stories tall, isn't it?
Oh, my... Is that what you're building? Oh, my gosh.
And we're doing Michigan themes. One hole is going to be the blueberry hole.
Woo-hoo!
One hole is going to be the fire truck hole, sandcastle, the lighthouse. So... Come on out.
How cool is that?
Sometime we're hoping to unveil it in June.
Can't wait.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
And I think we've kind of settled on the $25 general admission, which gets you
for
in.
For the reunion.
For the reunion, which gets you in for the bands and all that. And then there will be other activities. Some may be free. Some may require a couple extra bucks.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So we're excited, and just to let everybody know who our committee is, you got four of us in here right now: Hillary Fisher, Shelley Hartman, Brian DeBest, myself, Angel Gallegos Dickerson, and Laura Russom are the committee that is getting together, and we're meeting right now once a week, getting everything, trying to get all the making. We're still brainstorming, but also starting to put some things into motion.
And looking for volunteers.
And looking for volunteers, yeah.
Always
so,
looking for volunteers.
Yeah. So
but just think about it. Like, look at this space. Like, really, when I think about South Haven and I think about our community, I'm so excited that this festival reunion is happening, and that we're going to be able to be, you know, because you can't really just come to the party, right? What are the requirements?
Do you have to prove you graduated?
You
from
have
South
to
Haven?
Be a graduate.
Have
Didn't
a
you
graduate.
Say that? Yeah,
we do.
Or,
and like, how do you prove it? You bring your yearbook.
Yeah,
and
I know your diploma.
This is me.
Like, you know,
you need to bring your transcripts, please. We'll,
But you can bring a guest. You said, right?
Yes.
This is the idea. So, you know, we're celebrating our heritage, our school spirit. We also talked about, you know, we're going to be giving back.
A couple organizations. Yep. Right now, I think every time we have a meeting, we find one more organization to contribute to because we're going to want their help.
Well, right. And speaking of help, other than volunteers, another thing that makes an event like this very successful are sponsors.
Yep, absolutely.
And we're going to have some fantastic sponsorship opportunities. And for those of you out there listening and want to be a sponsor, we will have a package that will definitely fit whatever dollar amount that you would like to contribute.
Yeah, no doubt. So Brian, why when you heard this, why did that sound like something you'd want to do?
We've got the space, and since I've lived and grown up in South Haven all my life, why not?
That's right. Awesome. Yeah. I love it. It's going to be so fun.
And that's why we built Lake Arvesta Farms, for family activities, family fun, and why not have a reunion for all ages on the island?
Yeah. I love it.
Well, isn't it going to be funny? Like, mine could be a family reunion. All my kids, my husband, we could all attend the same.
This is a place to be.
And I think that would be a good idea for a lot of people that are scheduling their reunions. And as it goes on, maybe into next year, if we're able to do more, you know, they do a reunion weekend where they get together and see Friday, and then there's Saturdays all planned for them, and then they can do something on Sunday. But one of the things we also wanted to mention is that there will be camping available.
Yeah.
And I don't have the contact information. I'm sure
details of that.
Yeah, we'll probably send that to Brian, but we want to be able to know that you can probably be there the whole weekend. So you can come in there Friday and take advantage of the whole park and do all those fun things going on.
Yeah.
And then you have your reunion on Saturday. So we'll get those details out. And we also want to let everybody know that we have a website, which is Ram Salute, RamSalute.com. And as we have more information, we'll be updating it, you know, as it goes.
Yes, again, August 26th.
Seems like a long ways away, but it's not.
It's not. It's going to happen, and it's going to be so exciting. And again, I really do, you know, I have to hand it to you, Ryan, quite a visionary. And, you know, you build it and they will come sort of thing. And it's a beautiful facility. It's a beautiful place. And other than a blueberry field, I can't think of a greater place to bring your family and make memories.
I agree. Thank
you. Yeah, no doubt. I got to the bottom of something they gave us to eat, and it's all sticky in the mouth.
We did that on purpose.
Honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
Get the host to shut up a little bit. But we do have to take a break, and we come back. There's a lot more we're going to do with Brian. Hopefully he'll be able to stay into the next half hour or so after this for a little while. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Lake Arvesta. But we do need to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have some more drinks, some mocktails with Treat on Rob Bird.
Mocktails with Treat. I love it.
Yeah, on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
Hey there, it's Scott from Country House Furniture here. We are having a banner year, and our store has been restocked, and everything is on sale and specially marked for you, our great customers. Sofas, love seats, recliners, washers, dryers, ranges, refrigerators, mattress sets by Tempur-Pedic, Therapeutic, and Sealy, all at unbelievable savings. Stop by a Country House Furniture today at 08337 M140 Highway, right next to the new Senior Center in South Haven. And as always, we finance. Hope to see you soon.
With blueberries being such an important part of our West Michigan culture, the Blueberry Chicks were hatched for the radio. Hi, I'm Shelly Hartman, and I'm so happy to be able to bring you all things blueberry. Sponsored by the Blueberry Store, the Blueberry Chicks bring the blueberry buzz every Saturday morning to this very show from 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. For blueberry questions, please call us at 877-654-2400 or go to theblueberrystore.com.
Now you can see the award-winning documentary House of David, Life Everlasting on Amazon Prime. The story of the House of David is steeped in mystery, intrigue, drama, and exceptionalism. The House of David Life Everlasting documentary film takes you through the formation of the colony, its greatest achievements, the sex scandal, and where it is today. Search House of David Life Everlasting on your Amazon app or go to hodfilm.com for the link.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to senior services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
You're listening to Rob Bird's Moondog Show on WCSY-FM, South Haven.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Shelly and Tree Hartman, Hillary Fisher, Brian DeBest here in the studio. And we've been trying mocktails and some drinks, that some concoctions of treats. And we just got done talking about a very cool event coming up, the first annual Ram Salute. And we'll talk a little bit about that in the next half hour, hour of the show. But Treat, what do you got?
This one is our True Blue Blueberry Apple. So the first one in front of you is cider, apple cider. Mm-hmm. And then sparkling non-alcoholic wine and blueberry inspired ice cubes.
This one.
That one.
That's the right one. Okay.
I don't know.
That wine thing. We got so many things.
It says sparkling wine is what that is. The second one is a punch, so it has all the fruit in it that I have.
One?
Yes,
almost looks kind of like in an orange juice.
Yes,
kinda.
Orange juice. It has cranberries, pineapple, frozen pineapple, a little bit of that sparkling wine again.
Wow, that
and
looks
ginger beer and fresh fruit. The fresh fruit, and the third one I call blue ginger.
Blue ginger.
It has ginger beer, lemon, frozen blueberries. And fresh. And
so that could be like a Moscow Mule blueberry.
That's what I was thinking. So that's kind of the spin-off of that.
Oh, okay.
So all these would go very well with
And
with,
I muddled all the fruits.
Never
I tried hard to, so you kind of break them up.
Awesome.
I got drunk and healthy all at the same time.
Our new motto.
Drunk and healthy. Nice.
Oh my gosh, that is a good point, Rob. That, you know, I mean, that's the thing that we want to think about when we're enjoying blueberries. If it's in a juice or you're making pancakes or we're using it in candies or dried, that it's a good time. That's what blueberries should represent, a good time and health benefits and just all around. It's a round fruit.
Right.
All around.
That's right.
Good fruit.
And isn't it the best fruit because there's no waste?
That's right. Nature's finest.
There
Nature's finest. Treat, are you sending more stuff our way?
Yeah. Yes.
We are. Okay, well.
Okay,
rock
this
and roll.
Is the last one.
Oh, this
These
is the last
are
one. Okay.
Lemonades. These are the blueberry inspired lemonades with a twist on the mixtures, right, Treat? Yes.
Yeah.
She says yes.
Okay.
Now I have to say I've had all the juices. And I like them all for different reasons. My favorite is the lemonade, blueberry lemonade.
Yeah, I agree.
It's really good. However, when I'm really in the mood for like wanting to be really healthy, I'll use the cranberry blueberry.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, like that one isn't as sweet, but it's really good. Okay, go ahead, Tree.
Yeah.
Take
so
it.
So I wanted to do something in honor of True Blue with them.
Woo-hoo!
So they have a South Haven iced tea. Well,
yes.
This is a True Blue iced tea.
Ooh.
Nice.
So it does have sweet tea.
Yes.
You know, got to be Southern a little bit here. And fresh blueberries and lemon and the lemonade.
Yeah.
How is
blueberry
it?
Blueberry lemonade. It,
which one?
I thought
the
it
was
last
this
one.
One.
Last one.
The last
yeah.
one.
Okay.
Very good.
It is. I was like, huh.
So I'm just always amazed at how you come up with everything.
You know, and then the thing of it is, too, you see in the bottom of the glass all the fruit.
That one's different. That one's way different than all the rest of them, yeah.
Yeah, that's an iced tea, so it,
it's
you know,
like the
you don't
Haven
taste the juices so much.
What are the, in the South Haven iced tea, what are all the alcohols they put in? I know there's rum.
Ooh, a lot.
Their triple sec.
Good things. It's really a good drink.
Yeah. It is too good a drink, actually.
So the kids can, you know, if you make these for
that's
the kids,
right.
they can eat that fruit. They're like getting to the bottom of the, because it's all muddled in there. Or you don't have to do the muddling.
And if they don't sleep well, you can drop a shot in there.
Oh,
you
know, get out of here.
Sleeping well.
And I made ice cubes with the juice and
put
a little bit of
so
fruit
cute.
In there. And,
yeah,
you
that's another great, like, yeah. These are simple things.
And the presentation's so pretty.
There you go. That's
and,
it.
And the other thing, too, is that you could do smoothies with these same things. Not the sparkling stuff, but the other ones. And like you said, the frozen drinks, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it would be so good. Oh, yeah. My gosh, treat.
And I think people would appreciate that healthier instead of
it's
all
different.
Sugary and
it's unique.
Sweet
it takes it to the next level. Yep. It's not just a regular mixed drink.
And then we made a little toothpick.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you call those? The decorations, like they have
garnish,
those.
A drink garnish. Oh, so my gosh. And they're so good.
Had fresh fruit on there and, of course, some snacky stuff.
Of course. I love it. It looks so cute. Like, it's plus patriotic because you got the flag.
Yeah, I got a little few little
flags. I love
flags.
It. You really have taken these drinks to the next level. And they really enjoyed them, and they didn't even have alcohol in there. So that's saying a lot.
It is.
It'd be a long show if there was alcohol.
Saying a lot.
They endured it. And I wanted to tell you, at Meijer, they do have USA-grown blueberries.
Oh, there we go. We got, goodness. What is it? North Bay. North Bay produce,
so
right
all
here,
these blueberries
USA-grown. That's
the fresh
nice.
One, so I had to wait to do fresh until we got some.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So you did an awesome
excited.
Job,
Thank
Tree.
You.
Is there anything in closing about these that you learned about the juices?
Well, that they all do really taste different.
Yeah.
And that, you know, like people have the the UTIs, the right?
Urinary tract infections.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've never had one of those. But I've had girlfriends. It seems like they always have those
okay.
for some reason.
Sorry. Or whatever.
I shouldn't say that because that's not like a good thing.
God.
So the cranberry, you know, may help with that.
Exactly.
If nothing else, the blueberry concentrate. Like
that's
I said,
right.
they're all made with the concentrate. So I even thought about putting a little bit of the concentrate in some of these because they were on the sweeter side.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to have too
over,
much.
Over
yeah, overkill. Yeah, no, at home.
And what
yeah.
is the concentrate?
Well, this is just 1 tablespoon provides you with your daily dose of antioxidants,
there
which
you go.
Is very good. And like one of the things we haven't talked about is if they wanted to get this stuff, Rob, who would they call?
They would call the Blueberry Store at 1-888-877-654-2400. That would be the number.
Or
they can go to blueberrystore.com to the website.
Or the store downtown.
Or
open.
Go straight to the store downtown, which is now open from, is it 7 days a week?
7 days a week.
Seven days a week.
11 to 7.
So 1-877-654-2400. You call that, and you can talk to Hillary straight up. Maybe you can actually request that she call you back, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, leave me a message.
Hey, listen, I just want to point out, if you do buy one of these concentrates down at the store, I don't want people to expect that they're going to open it and guzzle it, because you're not. It's a concentrate.
Yeah.
It's highly concentrated.
You'll pucker up.
Oh,
for
yeah.
sure, yes.
And there's in this, there's 23 and a half servings per this whole thing, and in this whole thing, there's 157 calories, and in the ingredients, there is one ingredient.
Yeah.
What is it, Rob?
Blueberries.
Thank you.
All right, well, that being said, we need to go. Another wonderful show with the Blueberry Chicks. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
All right.
You're welcome.
We'll be calling Christy Slumps from UFC Tree Care. We come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This was the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
Robert!